Priya films, continuation of the previous one about the past and now and all that. I mean, even speaking about how good it is today, because there are quite a few good things today, and there were quite a few good things in the past too, so I would say that what we need here is simply intelligence, how to take the good stuff from now from the past and learn from that, use that, and make a good life for ourselves, right? So the good stuff is that, you know, culture, it's important, the understanding of ourselves, who we are and what's the purpose of life and what is reality and all of that, right? And there are different flavors of that understanding, and those make up what we call cultures and countries and so on, different between different groups of people. And I would say that even what we might see as differences of culture when it comes to dress and, well, even race, if you're allowed to say that anymore, and so on, it's just kind of the surface of deeper worldview. Topics, so to speak, or issues, or yeah. And then you build, you know, and that worldview is generally preserved from generation to generation in scriptures, books, stories, songs, and all that. Theater, play, dramas, and now films, books. So, and we should not underestimate the importance and value of culture, because I would say that the society we live in today, as good or bad as it may be, rests upon a certain culture. Or certain cultures that, well, either collide or cooperate or whatever. So that's the world situation. Now, I would say that the great advantage today, what is wonderful, the miracle that has happened today, if you compare then to these old days that I speak about here, 1914 in Sweden, and even ...1969, when I was 14, which is the guy was actually is here. Yeah, even the primitive Swedes have got some culture. I mean, we used to live out there in the countryside, and I know how it looked there back then. It wasn't like the Roman Empire or the Chinese or Indian high cultures of Mesopotamia. You know, I mean, we were kind of almost wildlings up here. And some kings, of course. And anyway, and our understanding of reality came from one book, the Bible, as explained by the ones who were in charge. And that was it. So now we have the fantastic access to knowledge. We can learn about each other's cultures the way we never could. We can compare different, well, religions I never really liked because they're more like power structures, but spiritual traditions, or philosophical traditions, and wisdom paths and schools, to really try to figure out what this whole thing is about, with life and the world and so on, and how we should live here to be happy, all of us. That's what Dharma means, for instance. And you find it there in China, the Tao and the Wei and all that. As far as I understand, it's pretty much the same. So that's what we can do today, and that's what many, many people do today. But then this is the age of quarrel. It's such a befitting word that you find there in the old Puranas, which then actually predicts this age that we are living in now. The age of quarrel, where even spiritual people, even people on that Dharma upwards going spiral and the bright side, tend to quarrel. Split into fractions. Why? Well, we are all the light workers here. We are all belonging to the bright side here. But why are you always, you know, doing like that to me, dominating me, and always, you know, you're like that, which I don't like, and you know, the whole social seen amongst humans seems to be there as if coming from a deeper subconscious, maybe, level in our collective minds. So yeah, collective mind. So yeah, I mean, I am optimistic, I'm positive. I can see that, and I see it going on. And I would say again, the secret and the clue that would convince me that it works is that let's cooperate on that we agree upon rather than fight about what we disagree upon. I mean, if you think about it, if we would just do that, all of us humans on this planet, that simple rule, simple ray from the beacon of truth and Dharma, then things would be quickly very nice here. Of course, some say that, well, it's already very nice, so what are you talking about? I'm just out now enjoying with my friends in the restaurant and this summer, and why don't you go out in the sun also rather than sitting here babbling? And, well, makes sense too, so I think I'll do that. But just some short notes here on the way, because, well, again, even just going out in the most beautiful paradise environment that money can buy, does it make you happy? I kind of got used to that too. So the real happiness is coming here from deeper. And when we find that happiness from within, which comes from thinking we, not I, with a real understanding what it means that we're all family of God, and God has brothers and sisters and so on, then again, everything will be fine quickly. And of course, this one's talking these words is old and has seen things and is realistic rather than youthfully idealistic. So, anyway, just talking now, but tired, but yeah. Even we primitive Swedes have got somewhere through the past 100 years or so. We have learned good things, and again, we got a bit spoiled. And also, I would say, poor in the spiritual way, in a sense, which means less happy. So, but all the knowledge, all the wisdom to make your life successful, and don't just then think in terms of financial success. It's much deeper than that, and it has to do with what we're talking about here. Us instead of me, and so on. Bhakti, check out what that means. Das anu das. Yeah, Hare Krishna.